102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We are on with big brother Lathan this morning, who's going to be seeking a pardon from his younger brother Nigel. What's going on, Lathan? How you feel, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
All right. Welcome to the Dream Team. You're seeking a pardon from Nigel, your younger brother. Tell us why. What did you do, big bro?
Well, basically, I mean, last year, you know, my younger brother Nigel, he's a boxer, and, you know, he had a fight out in Vegas, and sort of bet against him. You know, I knew he wasn't really training as hard as he could have been, so, you know, I wasn't trying to lose money on the fight, and I, you know, kind of bet against him. He ended up losing the fight. Yeah, now he's, you know, he's mad at me. He's my little bro, so, you know, I want to make things right with him.
So,
that's terrible.
I know you didn't tell him flat out that you betted against him. How did he find out?
No, I mean, I didn't tell him. I was trying to keep it secret, you know, but, you know, we accidentally switched jackets, and he found the betting slip in there, and so I bet against him, and now, you know, wow, that's not how I wanted him to find out.
Worst brother of the year, for sure, and I put
nice enough to let him buy your jacket, but not good enough to bet on his.
It probably was the boxing team jacket, probably, that you had on in Vegas that night.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Scott.
Yeah, they had the team. So this was the jacket that you had on in Vegas that night while you were betting against them.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow, Lathan. So needless to say, he is pretty upset, and he hasn't spoken to you in, what, over a year?
Yeah, it's been over a year now, and, you know, a couple family members haven't been talking to me either, so, you know, it's hard right now. You know, I want to talk to my little bro, I want to talk to my family and everything, you know?
Wow, this is a tough one, man. I don't know, I'd be kind of mad, but, so tell us about Vegas. So y'all down there kicking it, having a good time. What made you decide that you wanted to bet against your brother? Why not just not bet at all, even if you felt he wasn't ready? Why not just say, I'm not going
to
bet?
Trying to make money off your brother.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't trying to make money off him. You know, I just knew he wasn't training the way he normally does. And, you know, I guess I saw an opportunity. I don't feel good about it, but at the same time, you know, I saw an opportunity. I needed some money. You know, it's tough times right now.
Now, is it true that at one time you actually helped with the training? You know, you're not actually officially in the corner, but you help with the training. You help around the gym and all of that. So you bet
against yourself, too.
Dang. Who's bankrolling him? Or would you put money up for this, too?
I didn't put money up for it. I just, like I said, you know, I help him out. He's my little brother. Okay. I try to help where I can. But, you know, at the same time, it's like I'm not trying to lose on my investment either.
I mean, you see how terrible this is, though, right? I mean, you see how your brother could feel betrayed and just kind of left in the dirt by his own brother.
I know. I understand. That's why I'm trying to make it right with him, you know?
Okay. Just want to make sure you understand.
You actually won money on the fight because he did lose at the end of the day. So you won money, and I guess he was,
and you were probably there consoling him after the loss, too. Like, it's all good, bro. We're going to get him again. You know, we'll be back.
Let me run to this window real quick.
I didn't run. I kind of walked slowly over there, you know?
Wow. So you actually bet against your brother. And you say this has also caused friction between you and other family members. I guess he let them know what went down.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, I mean, I know, you know, it's all bad and everything. I don't feel good about it. But at the same time, you know, it's still my family, and, you know, I want to talk to them. I feel bad, and that's why I'm trying to make things right with them so I can, you know, try to get back in good with the family.
I'm just curious, how much money did you make off of this?
A couple grand?
Well, that's a different story. I thought it was just a couple hundred dollars.
A
couple grand? Come on, man.
Worse.
We're going to pay some rent like that.
You at least got to give me five figures.
That's why I did it.
Wow. We're going to reach out to Nigel. We're going to talk to him, see how he feels, and we'll see if he's going to be willing to grant you a pardon. Okay?
All right.
Welcome to the Dream Team, Nigel. How are you, man?
I am absolutely amazing this morning. What's good, crew?
We doing good, brother. First of all, congratulations, man. I understand that you're an up-and-coming fighter. You're doing pretty good in your career, so congratulations on that. We're actually proud to meet you this morning, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Now, we do have a situation between you and your older brother, Lathan. You guys haven't talked in over a year because of a situation that occurred during one of your fights out in Vegas. Tell us what happened.
It was a total sellout move by my big brother. The family hates him. Basically, he bet against me on the fight. I mean, he pulled the Pete Rose. I don't know if you're familiar.
Yep, we know. Yep.
Man, that is terrible.
People, yeah.
The guy totally turned his back. Not only did he help me train, but he went and I had a jacket. We have these promo jackets that we had made. They look alike, and jackets got switched up, and I actually found a betting slip in the pocket. I think something like over $1,000 or something. I know I don't bet, and I approached Lathan about it, and he totally denied it and blamed it on other people, but did a little bit of investigation and come to find out that this guy, my big brother, the guy that who I grew up admiring, bet against me on the fight, then claimed that I wasn't in shape or didn't do enough. He felt that I could actually win the fight. And that's why I felt betrayed. And that's why the family's not speaking to him And it's just a sad situation that he has to put money before family, you know.
Now, how'd you end up losing the fight? Did you get knocked out? Was it a decision?
It was a decision. I mean, I took a couple early hits. It was due to, I would say, lack of focus. Not necessarily lack of training, but just lack of focus. Being out in Vegas, partying. It was a situation where he could have been more of a role model as a big brother. And that's
He was out there kicking it harder than you, huh?
Right. Popping champagne.
Yeah, you would think that he would be a little bit more focused. And he's out there. He's got parties lined up. You know, he's disappearing. And you don't know what's going on with him. Because to me, I'm trying to focus. But I'm in my 20s. I want to have a good time as well.
You guys haven't spoken in over a year. So I'll tell you what. We do have Lathan on the line this morning. He would just like to say a few words to you if you would give him that opportunity.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, happy. Come on, Nigel. We're going to bring him on. Just talk to your brother for a couple of minutes. Lathan, go ahead, man. Nigel's on the line.
Hey, what's up, little bro, man? Look, man, I know I did you wrong, and I don't feel good about what I did. And, you know, I just want to get back in good with you. I want to get back good with the family and everything like that. Like I said, you know, I know I let you down. I'm supposed to be your older brother. I'm supposed to help you out, be a role model and everything like that. And like I said, I don't feel good about what I did, but, you know, is there any way we can put the past in the past and just move forward?
I mean, this is something that you probably could have called me off air or off the radio. You don't have to. It's been a whole year, and you know you want to wait to apologize. I mean, I'm not a petty individual like yourself. Ooh. I mean, I'm willing to kind of work this thing out. I mean, you know, you got mom and everybody else and all the aunts looking at you sideways. And I do want to make peace, but I really need to know if you're sincere about it, because I don't know if I can trust you or not.
I am, man. I'm super sincere. But at the same time, you know, I'm sorry that it took me so long, man. You know, it's hard to do. You know, you're my little brother. I know you look up to me, man. I didn't feel good about what I did. You know, so I know I'm sorry it took so long, and now that everybody else has cut me off, man, I really want to make things right with you first, and hopefully from there I can build with everybody else, you know?
Before this, we never really had any major problems. We always got along, and I did look up to you before the situation happened, and I know that times are tough right now, and we all go through things, but you got to be able to talk to me, even though I'm your little brother. If you needed money or if something was bothering you, you should have said something.
I know, man, but I can't be asking my little brother for money, you know. And at the same time, you know, I saw an opportunity here, and I'm not trying to be, you know, blame you or nothing like that. But I saw you in the gym, and you weren't really training the way you could. And I wasn't trying to distract you with parties and everything like that. But at the same time, you know, it's on you. I'm not your official trainer. I'm just here, you know, helping you out a little bit here and there, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, the fight's on you. And, you know, I saw an opportunity to make a little money. Like, I don't feel good about it, but it was desperate times, man.
All right, Nigel, at this time, are you going to grant him a pardon?
You know what? I have to grant him a pardon. He's my brother.
That's love, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Nah, Nigel, make that fool put the gloves on and get in the ring with you, man. That's the only
way
to settle this.
That's
the only way.
He doesn't want that because he's a failed boxer himself. So there's a little bit of jealousy in it.
Now it's all making sense, Lathan.
Okay.
Yeah, make them go like 5 rounds, no helmets. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's get down.
Make them go 2 rounds with Nate Robinson at least.
Yep. Well, you know what, Nigel, you're the bigger man. You know what, that was a terrible thing your brother did, but we're glad that you were able to find it in your heart to grant him a pardon this morning. How do you feel, Lathan?
I feel good, man. I love you, Nigel, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to try and make things right, man.
All right. I bet you bet not mess up again. I bet that. Okay.
That's what we're going to next time, man. That's what we're going to get you.
Not again.
All right. Thanks, brothers. We're glad to get the pardon going this morning. It don't always happen, but sometimes it does. So, Bay Area, if you want to do the same, go to KBLX.com. Click on the Beg Your Pardon. Present your scenario, and you could be like these two brothers. They're going to unite back in that gym, Lathan and Nigel. It's your dream team. Another successful pardon right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks in R&B.